Right now, it is time, after all this yak, to bring in Arjun Singh as we go around the world. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
What time is it?
It's 5:45.
Okay. So,
It's holiday time over there.
Yeah, it's holy. So, first of all, I would like to say to all my listeners, wishing you all and your family a very bright, colorful, and joyful holy. Happy holy to you all.
This is where you throw all the colors all around, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the colors. It's not easy to stop the kids at home. Gilder has run away. I told him to stay here, but no, not possible, because the kids like to go out in the streets and use water jets and water balloons and colors and throw on each other. So it's a very special festival. I think this is the festival of the kids. They really enjoy it. But for the people who are in old age, or like in my age, they don't like to go out home, though, because as you go out, the kids, you can't stop them. They throw colors on you and you feel a bit crazy like that, but it's better to stay at home and enjoy and watching TV. And kids, they're all in the streets in Jaisalmer today.
Yeah, I've seen, you've posted some pictures, but in the past I've seen pictures and video, and it's wild about all the bright colors that poof go up in the air and stuff when people color bomb other people.
Oh, yes, the time got changed really. When I was in Girdas age, we had only three or four options, like using colors. They are red, yellow, or maybe pink, but now no more red, no yellow, no pinks. The kids, I saw the bags of the colors, what he has now, green, purple, blue. Yes. We were not allowed to use that colors at that time. But now the time changed. Even the colors got changed and kids are using that.
Now,
at that time, we were not. Yeah, please.
Explain to the uninitiated what this holiday is all about.
Actually, this is the festival of colors, the Holi, and we have two major festivals in Hindu religion. The first one is the Diwali, the festival of lights, and that second is the festival of colors. And this is the very special festival at that time, as I posted one of the photo of my sister's daughter, and she's just making some sweet chapatis or like naan with her grandmother. So the kids always busy making some sweets at home. But we don't have, during the Diwali, we have the vacations of about 15 to 17 days. But in this festival, we have vacations of 2 days only. It's not a big vacations time, because the thing is that the students, they have exams. We have annual exams in the schools, and this is just in the mid of the exam. So kids really, they want to enjoy it, but their parents want them to stay at home and study. So it's a tough time. So we don't have more vacations, like 2 days only. But they want to make use of every hour of the day, and you can't stop them. The kids are always out of the home, in the street. They wake up early in the morning at 5:36. They make groups. They call each other, and then they just have, they make like groups, which is called tolis in our language. And from one street to other street, they run, and then they just throw the colors to the other streets and the boys, and then just to take revenge, they again come back and they throw colors on them. So it's like a festival. Sometimes people get injured, because if you are on a motorbike and someone just throws a bucket of water on you quickly, and you don't have helmet, so you fall down. Sometimes it happens, but this is the festival. Everyone, you can't even just recognize each other, because their faces are completely covered. It's plastered. You can't see that who's this boy. So they are blue and black and green and so in these colors, but they really enjoy it. So the Holi, I think this is the second major festival of Hindus in India, and everyone enjoys it. It's especially in North India, not in the South India, but it's especially in states of Rajasthan, Gujarat, Punjab, Delhi, Mumbai. Everyone is they celebrate this festival. They just greet each other. But now it has become, the time got changed, and now the WhatsApp and the social media is more powerful. As you wake up in the morning and you have thousands of messages greeting you that happy Holi to you all. But what I really did, that I have some friends, I called them, and I didn't just send the messages to them, because you just copy and forward it. So I called them and I just greeted them happy Holi. So that's a beautiful, I think it's a wonderful festival, and everybody like to enjoy it. And so basically, if you ask me, I just prefer the Diwali than the Holi, because that is the calm and very polite type of festival Diwali is, and everybody meet each other and just. But the Holi, it's a festival of young people. It's quite, you become aggressive sometimes, because if someone, you are in a good race and you are going somewhere like to the office and someone throws water on you or. And you get your clothes colored, so you become aggressive. So it happens, like, and you can't sit them because everyone say, "Well, it's a holy." So it's like that.
All right. Well, what I've done is you sent a nice little card along that I've. When people go to our on-demand page, and they go to hear this, they'll be able to see the holy greeting that you posted for them today.
So why isn't it supposed to be more gentle?
No, it's not supposed to be, especially if I personally talk, because the ladies, they really don't like it. They are always in trouble because this is not a polite type of, not a gentle type of festival. Everyone throws water and colors on them, and sometimes you even don't know who it see, or you have no any relations, and then you throw water on them, and ladies, they are always in trouble. They can't change the things there because they are full of water everywhere. So when I was young, I especially remember, and we lived in a village, and people in that village, they used to come with the buckets full of water, and they used to throw it on my mother. So from that day, I really didn't like, and I was crying, and my grandma was just telling me that it's a festival, and I used to argue with my grandma that it's not a festival because someone is throwing water on my mom, so I didn't like it. So if you personally ask me, so that's why I don't go out, but I can't stop people. They say, "We really enjoy it." I think, okay, you really enjoy it, but you do with your brother and your sister or your uncle and aunts, but you just throw on the water to whom you don't know how he is feeling, how she is feeling, you don't care about it. So personally, if you ask me, I don't like this festival, but this is a festival, and this is the time when everyone comes to your home, like my sister came to my home, my niece came to my home, and my sister's daughter especially came to my home. So the relatives come to meet you, and you really enjoy it in this way. You give gifts to each other, you just go to meet your parents and grandparents. So in that way, if I think that's a better, that you just still like get together and you meet each meet your relatives. But if you talk about the colors and all those things, because, for example, I have dry eyes problem, and I need an artificial tear after every 4 hours in my eyes. So someone throws that kind of powder in my eyes, definitely it would be a trouble for my eyes. So I don't want to go out and play Holi with my friends or with the younger people here. I stay at home. So better I say that just meet each other, greet on phones, go to your meet your relatives and eat dinner with them, but not the colors and all those things, because some of the colors, they are just like chemicals, and they are very harmful for you.
Or just compare this. When I was a kid, on July 4th, I was the smallest kid, and I was overweight, and I couldn't run. I instead of getting colored powder and water thrown at me, they would throw. We had these little fire. I don't know if you remember them.
Sure.
Little firecrackers, not very big ones, but they were big enough. And my brothers and their friends used to throw them at me, and sometimes they'd get a hold of me and they put them down the back of my shirt. Now, they didn't do anything. They blew up, but they were small. They'd leave a powder burn. But I, for many
they
years,
didn't do anything.
For many years, I didn't like the 4th of July. But
I wonder why.
But I got to like it when I got older.
The point is, A, that's wrong. But B, at least you knew them.
Yeah, that's right.
The point about that
our stranger coming up and dropping a firecracker down my back.
No, throwing it in your face as you're driving along.
That only happens at football games.
I see. and just, do we have time for me to?
You have 1.5 minutes. Yes.
Why is it not celebrated in the South?
Well, the South people, they have the different. They are not Hindus. This is the festival of Hindus. And they have their own festivals in South India, like Pongal and other festivals. They just celebrate it. So I think they have their own traditions and cultures. They are just like a part of Hindus, but they have their own festivals, not like Holi and Diwali. So they just celebrate Pongal, which is very popular in South India. But here, it's not like that. So they don't speak Hindi even. They speak English. So I think that there is a huge difference between the cultures and traditions and even in language in South and North in India. So in the South people, they don't celebrate it a lot.
All right. Well,
thank you.
A terrific report today. And stay inside and be safe for the next few hours, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thank you, sir, and so kind of you, and wish you all, again, once again, a very, very happy and colorful Holi to you all.
All right,
and
thank
to you and your family. Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Around the world.